Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about There's More to Come. And we're coming from the book of Luke, chapter 2, and we're going to be focusing on verse 6 and 7. So grab your journals. And speaking of journals, make sure you head over to thechristianbay.com and purchase your Bay Bible Study journals, available in black and pink. And also, just a reminder that the Christian Bay Mentoring Program starts back this Monday. In 7 days, I'm going to be talking to my new mentees. So if you would like to be one of my mentees, go to thechristianbay.com and sign up for the Christian Bay Mentoring Program. There is 1 week, 2 week, and 4 week packages available now. I cannot wait to start the year off talking to you guys in January. Also, make sure you purchase your ticket for Bay Bible Study Live. That link will be in the description as well. Now let's jump into today's word. So I don't know about you guys, but the last couple of weeks of December, I have just been getting hit with curveballs. And it's just like, okay, wait a minute, God, wait a minute. I already got something that you placed on my plate that I'm working on, that I'm praying for, that I'm believing for. And now you're throwing this on my plate too. Like, wait a minute. It's coming out of nowhere. It just seems like warfare as well as more trials all coming as we get to the end of the year. Now, if you guys follow me on Instagram, which you should be at @thechristianbay_, I posted on my Instagram a few weeks ago, there's so much that God can do by December 31st. And what I did not realize about posting that was when you claim something like that and you speak something like that, you can't be surprised when God begins to shake everything up. And that's exactly what he did. So today, when I was preparing for this podcast, I was thinking to myself, okay, God is shaking things up in my life, but the only time God begins to shake things up is when he's shifting things around. And God is not a God that's going to shift something around for the worse. He's going to shift it around for the better. And if I'm experiencing this, I know it's some bays that also have the same type of crazy faith as me that's also experiencing this shaking. And the thing about the shaking is the shaking shakes you up and it almost makes you begin to waver, or it makes you begin to doubt everything that you are believing, because the shaking doesn't look like the shifting in the beginning. The shaking doesn't look like the next step that you thought you were supposed to take to get to what God is calling you to. The shaking isn't something that you can identify. The way that you thought it was going to happen, the way that you thought it was going to come to pass, it often doesn't look like the route that God takes. So the shaking, oftentimes, it catches us off guard because God's breakthrough come in different packages than the ones that we expected, because he's a God that thinks higher than we think and his ways are higher than our ways. So of course we should know that the way that the breakthrough or the shaking or the shifting is going to come, it's not going to automatically make sense to us, and it may just catch us off guard, especially when you say something like there's so much that God can do by December 31st. You done put a date on it. You done put a timeline on it. So when you say something like that and you have faith like that, don't be surprised when everything begins to shake. So when I was thinking about this shifting season and the shaking up that's happening right before we get to December 31st, I began to think, who in the Bible also experienced something while already carrying something? And all weekend, God has been having Mary in my spirit. Mary, when she was pregnant with Jesus, that's who's been in my spirit all weekend. And then when I read about her today and I began to research from this posture that I'm in now, it all made sense. So when you read the book of Luke chapter 2, the subtitle is The Birth of Jesus. And so like it says, we're talking about the birth of Jesus. And when you start at verse 6, it says, we can even start at verse 5. It says, he went there, and it's talking about Joseph, which is whom Mary was going to marry. It says, he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Now, that may just sound like a light little sentence if you don't know the backstory on Mary and Joseph. Okay, they were there and they had their child. It was time for the baby to come and they wrapped it in the manger because there was no guest room. It may just sound like a little small inconvenience. But if you know the backstory on Mary and Joseph, then you know that Mary was a virgin and you know that Joseph was who she was supposed to marry. And now Mary is saying she's pregnant by the Holy Spirit and Joseph know he ain't never slept with her. So now I'm finna marry this girl who's pregnant and tell me that God did it, and I got people looking at me walking around with this pregnant woman that I know I never slept with, and I gotta believe every word that she say, because what if we don't know if Joseph had in the back of his mind, girl, are you really pregnant by the Holy Spirit, or was you messing around with Josh down the street? We don't know what was going on in Joseph's head. We're just reading it from our perspective, but really put yourself in Joseph's shoes or put yourself in Mary's shoes. This was a burden for them in their relationship. We plan to just get married the normal way and start our own family, but now we have this burden because she's pregnant by the Holy Spirit and the angel done told her that she's blessed, but this does not feel like a blessing. But then on top of that, not only is she pregnant by the Holy Spirit, but she's supposed to be getting married. So now Joseph is entangled in this mess as well. But on top of that, now it says that there was no rooms for her to give birth in when it was time to have the baby. So God, I already have this burden that I'm carrying. I already have this thing that I'm believing for. I already have this cross that I'm carrying that's heavy for me, and I'm having faith for this, and I'm working towards this, and I'm believing for this, and then you add that on top of this as if this isn't already straining me. This shaking is becoming unbearable. This shaking is becoming extremely heavy because I thought that I just needed enough strength for this, but now this is now attached to that. I'm pregnant by the Holy Spirit, but I also don't have anywhere to deliver my baby. So that's stressful as well. And not only that, when you read some more of Luke chapter 2, it talks about how there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. It was already people hunting babies, and now I'm having my baby in a place where there's no room for me to even store my baby. Father God, it feels like the things are piling on top of each other. It feels like as if it's one thing after the next. It feels like the shaking is trying to shake me out of my faith. It feels like the shaking is trying to rob me of my promise. But you're telling me that I'm blessed. You're telling me that you're going before me. You're telling me that you're going to make a way. So why does it seem like this is just a mess? And God said to me, I do my best work in the messiest situations. See, that's today's seed. Today's seed is a messy breakthrough seed. Because there's somebody on this podcast and you believing in God for something by December 31st. And God is saying, it looks like the situation is getting messier. It looks like it's not turning around. It looks like I'm not coming through. It looks like your prayers aren't being heard. It looks like I have failed you. It looks like January is going to come and nothing's going to change. It looks like what was the point of believing all year. It looks like you put in the work and you fasted and you prayed for nothing. It looks like all of the shaking is actually taking your faith away from you because you still don't see any progress being made. And God is saying, I do my best work in the messiest of situations. This is going to be a messy breakthrough. See, I put Jesus inside of Mary. So not only was she a virgin and they probably talked about her because, girl, what do you mean the Holy Spirit got you pregnant? We never seen that before. Not only was Joseph supposed to marry her, and now he also got to believe that she really is a virgin that's pregnant by God, but I also didn't give them a place to birth this baby because I do my best work in the messiest of situation. The greatest things come from the toughest situation. The greatest breakthrough comes from the things that cause the most stress and cause the most weight. God says I does my best work in the messiest situation. So if you're somebody that's in a messy situation, you're somebody and it seems like things just keep piling up on top of each other, and you're believing God for a breakthrough, and you believing that December 31st, 11:59, God can still change it around. God is saying there's more to come. Understand that the shaking is not going to rob you of your faith if you keep your eyes set on me. I need you to keep your heart set on my word. I need you to continue to press into my presence. I don't need you to focus on your circumstances. Your circumstances will trick you. Your circumstances will try to rob you of the word that I've given you. But in spite of you having to birth this thing in a manger, I want you to understand understand that you're still going to birth it. This thing is still coming forth. And I don't care how messy the situation is. I don't care how crazy the circumstance looks. I don't care how it looks like it's working against you. You're still going to birth that thing that I placed inside of you. That thing that you've been carrying all 2021. That thing that you've been carrying and you've been dealing with the contractions and you've been dealing with the side effects and you've been dealing with the pain of it and you've been dealing with the frustration of it and you've been dealing with people talking about it. God said, I don't care how messy it looks. I want you to understand that this is a messy breakthrough and you're still going to birth that thing. And when you birth that thing, I want you to understand there's more to come because the warfare that you went through and the pain that you went through and the people talking about you that you went through and the circumstances and the storms that you went through, it will all be worth it because you're not just birthing something that's average. You're not just birthing something that everybody else can birth. You're not just birthing something that's ordinary. I took you through a different trial. I took you through a different route. I took you through a different process because I understand that this messy situation is going to produce one of the greatest births ever. Mary was pregnant with Jesus and she went through all different trials and different forms of attacks and different environments. She had nowhere to birth this baby that God had given her. God, I didn't even ask for this seed. I didn't even ask for this word. I didn't even ask for this promise. And I've been carrying it for 9 months and I've been dealing with people looking at me crazy and I've been dealing with people talking about me. And some nights Joseph started acting a little funny because he started to wonder, is this really God's baby? But in spite of that, I still carried the word that you gave me. And now it looks a little shaky because I don't even have a place to birth it. And God is saying, understand, I do my best work in messy situations. This is going to be a messy breakthrough, but this breakthrough will have a change that no other breakthrough could have caused. This is going to be the biggest breakthrough. That's why I'm doing a big bang at the end of the year. Don't grow weary. I'm about to do my big one. Now, when you birth this, this is going to change the world. When you birth this, you are birthing a savior. When you birth this, you are birthing a generational curse breaker. When you birth this, you are breaking a soul tie that your great grandchildren will never have to deal with. You are breaking a generational curse that your children will never have to face. When you birth this, it'll be worth all the pain that you went through. There's more to come after you birth this in this messy situation because I do my best work in messy situations. So today's seed is a messy breakthrough seed. Because even though it's messy, and it probably been messy all year, it probably had its ups and downs. It probably had its pains and its trials. It probably had its storms. And you just trying to believe that you won't have to deal with this in 2022. And God is saying, when you birth this, this is going to change everything. When you birth this, it's going to be worth the pain. When you birth this, people ain't going to doubt what you said anymore. It's going to be the shift that you've been praying for. It's going to be the turnaround that you've been praying for. When you birth this, this is when I do my big one. That's why it looks like it's the messiest, because I'm about to make the biggest message. So today's seed is a messy breakthrough seed. And you can sell that to $@ChristianBay or PayPal, Zelle, thechristianbay@gmail.com. This word is for those who are believing for God to do something before 2022. And God is saying there's more to come. Don't focus on how it looks now. Don't focus on what it feels like now. I know you've been dealing with the pain. I know you've been carrying the burden. I know you've been dealing with the symptoms and the side effects. I know it seems like a lot and it just keeps getting added on too. But God is saying, understand how big this thing is that you about to birth. That's why it's so much opposition. That's why it's so much pushback, because this thing is big and it's going to shift everything. And I don't care how crazy the circumstance look. I don't care how messy it look. When you birth this, this is going to change your life. And that's why it's playing out the way that it's playing out. Our time cannot stand against our God. God said, this is going to be a messy breakthrough, but this breakthrough, this messy breakthrough is going to have the biggest message. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, we want to thank you for just waking us up and blessing us with another day. We want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on this podcast. Father God, I thank you for using me as your vessel, Father God. I pray that this word reaches the ears that you set out for it to reach, Father God. There's somebody that's believing in a lot from you before the end of 2021, Father God. And I pray that this word reaches them and that they know that it's not too late. It's never too late, Father God. And I pray that they don't grow weary because of their circumstances. I pray that they don't allow their eyes to deceive them and make them doubt the word that you've given them, Father God, because you make the biggest messages out of the messiest situations, Father God. So today we sow a messy breakthrough seed, Father God, because we believe that there's more to come in this situation, in this season, in this storm. Looks like it's trying to shake me up. It looks like it's trying to take my faith, Father God, but we stand and we believe that there's more to come. Even in the midst of a mess, we understand that there's going to be a bigger message that comes from this, Father God. We are in our birthing season, Father God. The seed is not getting planted in January. We're about to birth something in this month, Father God. In December 2021, something is about to be birthed, and we don't have to wait till next year to start believing it. We don't have to wait till next year to start speaking it. We don't have to wait till next year to start preparing for it. We're not going to allow a timeline or a circumstance or what we see in front of us to make us doubt what we've been working on and praying for all year long, Father God. This is a messy situation, but this message is going to reach the masses, Father God. You are birthing greatness out of us in spite of what it looks like and in spite of what it feels like. We thank you in advance, and we claim this messy breakthrough that's going to break generational curses, Father God. We love you, and we'll forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at @TheChristianBae_ to tune into Bae Bible Study Live this Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you sign up for the Christian Bae Mentoring Program. That link will be in the description as well. And I will talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye.